This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. My name is Harrison Smith. I'm the morning host here at InfoWars. I host a show called American Journal, 8 to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time each and every morning. It's a call-in show. We take a lot of your calls, and boy, do we get some interesting calls. We had a very fun one today. If you didn't have a chance to watch today's episode, well, we were interviewing Ivory Hecker. We had a caller call in and ask about interdimensional demons, and boy, was I not expecting Ivory Hecker's answer to be the one that she gave. Very, very interesting stuff. So you're going to have to go to InfoWars.com and check out the American Journal to catch that, because it is very exciting and fun. Now, there's a lot to talk about today, but I was sort of inspired by a headline on InfoWars.com, using a term that I've used quite a bit, actually, recently, neo-feudalism. Neo-feudalism, as we know, the so-called Great Reset, being promoted by everybody from the UN to the royal family, to Joe Biden, to Klaus Schwab. You know what it is, but do you know what it really is? What it really is the great merger, the great combining of the most powerful forces in our entire world coming together in one singular monolithic control mechanism in order to, well, destroy human liberty worldwide and install themselves as the ruling elite over a planet of serfs. And so what I've done is compiled this giant stack of stories while I was watching the Alex Jones Show. And this is a stack of what I like to call your new dystopia, where I'm laying out exactly what the world will look like if these people get their way. And trust me, yeah, it's not pretty. It's not pretty at all. Actually, it's quite horrific. Rather horrific. So we're going to be taking a look at what Facebook and Amazon and Google and BlackRock and all of the other massive corporations that are now walking in lockstep towards a grim and disturbing future, what they have in mind for you and for all of humanity. But first, I want to go to this video, clip number 5. It's InfoWars super fan, really, Data Battle Z. He was at a anti-lockdown, anti-mandated vaccine, anti-mask, pro-liberty march in Orlando, Florida last weekend. And he had some fun giving out InfoWars Life products to people who attended, and he put together this little video. So here is Data Battle Z with his InfoWars Life product toss in Orlando. Here it is.
I'm going to take this opportunity to hand out some InfoWars products, and the first thing I'm going to hand out is the DVD. Hey, man, take a copy of Endgame. Would you post like a copy of Endgame from InfoWars?
Sure.
There you go. Take one copy.
Data Battle Z with a backpack full of Endgame.
Oh, man, I wanted to get that shirt, but it's sold out of my size.
DVDs. Seeing other people with InfoWars shirts, so he's got a stack of DVDs.
Go, I'm going to give you this bottle of alpha power.
Give this guy some alpha power.
Right.
This guy's already wearing the Saber Frogs t-shirt. Oh, man, I talked over him, but he just said Alex Jones is always right.
Survival shield. I'm offering this free. I'm doing a little bit of appreciating, man. Handing out some products that help me. So I just wanted to pass that on to you and see if you like it.
Oh, heck yeah, man.
All right, man. Yeah. Well, let me know how you like it. Oh, I definitely will, man. Appreciate it.
Make sure you're going to InfoWarsStore.com and buying some of the great supplements.
There you go. I thought I would tell you about some of the great products from the InfoWarsStore.com. So right here, I got the Alexa Pure Breeze Air Filtration System. It is the best air filter on the market. You guys should go to the website at InfoWarsStore.com and read up on it. It is the best. Next up, I got the DNA Force Plus here. I got Alpha Power. I got the Super Male Vitality and the X2. I could not start my day without this stuff. It gives me the energy I need to get through the day. Last but not least, I got the Vitamin Mineral Fusion next to the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. Just like the air filter is the best air filter, this water filter is the best water filter. There's the little survival spring. So check it out. You can get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now that, ladies and gentlemen, is an InfoWars super fan. I forgot at the very end. He tells you not to forget the ultimate fish oil. Data Battle Z doing some good work out there, spreading the gospel of InfoWars and your own personal health. Health, folks, if you want to go to InfoWarsStore.com and purchase a product, everything that you spend at that website goes directly into this program, American Journal, The War Room, and all of the activism we do here. We'll be right back to The Alex Jones Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Alex Jones Show. My name's Harrison Smith. Excuse me while I pinch myself, since I still have a hard time believing that I actually work at InfoWars. My God, I've been a fan for InfoWars since I was probably 12 or 13 years old. And here to be hosting the Alex Jones Show, I can tell you, is a honor beyond my meager comprehension. So I'll do my best to live up to this incredible platform that the InfoWarriors out there have been kind enough to give to me. So I'd like to talk about what our coming dystopia will look like when the big tech companies have their way and have total control of every system of our lives. But first, I want to talk about how we're going to get there. And I'll show you a couple videos. One you may have seen if you've been watching InfoWars the past 6 months ago. We've played it a few times. It's the Milgram experiment. But I'm going to show you another experiment, the video of which has been going around on Twitter today, called the Ash experiment. These experiments highlight very important aspects of human psychology that are now at work worldwide through the human population and being exploited, utilized, and really maximized in order to bring about total subjugation willingly in the American people, or in really the people of Earth, everybody worldwide, because this is not just an American problem. So let's begin first with the Milgram experiment. Again, you've probably heard of it. You probably know it. The Ash experiment may be new to you, and it'll really shock you. But let's refresh our memories, shall we, with this classic experiment from 1963, the Milgram experiment, showing just how easy it is to get people to do things they never would have done before, really brutal things, up to and including murder, as long as, well, a scientist says so. Trust the science. It's a doctor. He's wearing a white coat. Do what he says. Kill your friend. And they do. It's absolutely incredible, but it is simple psychology that can be and has been exploited all over the world. Not just in singular individuals, but even easier to do on a wider population. So here it is. Enjoy it if you can. Milgram experiment, 1963.
A decade earlier, psychologist Stanley Milgram had also looked at how we respond to authority. In order to understand how people were induced to obey unjust regimes and participate in atrocities such as the Holocaust, he set up an experiment. Volunteers were told they were taking part in scientific research to improve memory.
Would you open those and tell me which of you is which, please? Teacher. Learn.
Teacher. Separated by a screen, the teacher would ask the learner questions in a word game and administer an electric shock when the answer was incorrect. He was told to increase the voltage with each wrong answer.
Cloud. Horse. Rock. House. Answer. Wrong. 150 volts. Answer, horse.
Experiment with it. That's all. Get me out of here. Get me out of here, please.
Continue, please. Go right ahead.
I refuse to go in. Let me out.
The experiment requires you continue, teacher. Please continue.
Participants didn't know that the learner was really an actor, and the so-called shocks harmless.
You're gonna get a shock, 180 volts.
Oh! I can't stand the pain. Let me out of here.
Stand it. I'm not gonna kill that man, man. I mean, who's gonna take the responsibility if anything happens to that gentleman?
I'm responsible for anything that happens here. Continue, please.
All right. Next one. Slow. Walk. Dance. Truck. Music.
Two-thirds of volunteers were prepared to administer a potentially fatal electric shock when encouraged to do so by what they perceived as a legitimate authority figure. In this case, a man in a white coat.
375 volts.
I think something's happened to that
fellow
in there.
I don't get no answer. He was hollering a less voltage. Can't you check in and see if he's all right, please?
Milgram's findings horrified America. They showed that decent American citizens were as capable of committing acts against their conscience as the Germans had been under the Nazis.
There it is, the Milgram experiment. A couple important things to notice from this experiment that, once again, simply illustrates a fundamental aspect of human psychology, which is that you can sort of offset your own guilt on somebody else if you think you are just doing something on behalf of a larger organization, or, you know, it's not really your fault that you're the one doing the thing that you're doing. Again, basic human psychology that the elites know about and exploit and utilize to enslave us. But a few things to note about that. First of all, what the experiment is that they told they were engaged in was to improve memory. Okay, now you can kind of justify this if it's like, well, here you got to question this guy to get information about an upcoming terrorist attack. You're saving lives here, so you got to hurt this guy. Then maybe you can justify it in your head. There's nothing to justify this action. It's an experiment to improve memory, right? It's a simple test, no stakes, nothing that would justify this level of literal physical torture these people think that they're actually engaged in. And that shows you just how low the stakes have to be for people to be engaged in this. Just a memory experiment. There's no reason to be hurting anybody over a memory experiment. These people will not just hurt people, they'll have people crying out in pain and then thinking that they're dead and still delivering the jolts. Two-thirds of people participated in this and refused to stop the test. Truly incredible. But the real most important line in that entire video is the line that the doctor says. He says, "I'm responsible for anything that happens here." And that's it. And that's all it takes. And you can look at everything from the FBI to the Army to scientists and doctors. When you give people incredible amounts of power, like say you give people the ability to press a button and send an electric shock to somebody that they can't even see, there's something in us that sort of rebels at having that power. It's a lot of responsibility to have a lot of power. To be an FBI agent, I mean, imagine, just picture for yourself what it would be like to be able to walk up to any police officer, walk in the beat or in his car, and to hold up your wallet and go, "I'm in charge here," and have the cop say, "Yes, sir," and walk away. You know, like, FBI agents can do whatever they want, right? That's a lot of power to have. Psychologically, you either got to be an insane narcissist to handle that much power that you've been given, or you have to offload that responsibility onto your superiors. So, yes, I do have ultimate power if I'm an FBI agent in America. I can do basically whatever I want. But it's okay, and I can handle it psychologically, because I'm just doing what I'm told. I'm just following orders. It's not actually me. I am just a vessel for the orders from the people above me. It's their fault if I do anything wrong. That is the psychological mechanism that's at work here. But let's look at another very important scientific study. This one is called the ASH experiment. It took place in Britain and has to do more with group conformity. I don't even think this needs an intro. Just watch this and come to your own conclusions. Here it is.
The ASH experiment is one of psychology's oldest and most popular pieces of research. A volunteer is told that he's taking part in a visual perception test. What he doesn't know is that the other participants are actors, and he's the only person taking part in the real test, which is actually about group conformity.
Please begin. The experiment you'll be taking part in today involves the perception of line length. Your task will be simply to look at the line here on the left and indicate which of the three lines on the the right is equal to it in length. So, for example,
the actors have been told to match the wrong lines. The volunteer will be monitored to see if he gives the correct answer or if he goes along with the opinion of the group and gives the wrong answer. In the first test, the correct answer is 2.
1.
Once again, the correct answer is 2.
3.
The ASH experiment has been repeated many times, and the results have been supported again and again. We will conform to the group. Again, we're very social creatures. We're very much aware of what the people around us think. We want to be liked. We don't want to be seen to rock the boat, so we will go along with the group. Even if we don't believe what people are saying, we'll still go along.
One.
Group dynamics is one of the most powerful forces in human psychology.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support us. Remember, right now, the limited supply flash sale is happening, meaning some of our most popular products are on sale for 50% off. Now, these things fly off the shelves at full price, so who knows how long they'll last at 50% off. TurboForce is one of my particular favorite products on the entire store, and helps me not drink the incredibly sugar-laden energy drinks that I'm so very fond of. TurboForce has a fraction of the amount of sugar. It's actually good for you. It's healthy. And the energy that it gives you is not a spike and then a crash. It's a long, slow, smooth energy that can last all day. TurboForce, again, one of my favorite products and available right now at 50% off. Bodies also available at 50% off. We had a call this morning from American Journal, crazy story about Bodies, a guy who says he started walking again after using Bodies. It was absolutely wild. So but you hear this stuff about these supplements because they're so powerful and they're all natural and they can really do some great things. I'm not a doctor, not making any claims here. All right. I'm just saying people have had really wonderful experiences, and of course they come back again and again once they purchase it once. And heck, maybe you can be like Data Battle Z and just buy a whole handful of stuff and go hand it out at a protest. That's a great way to support us and spread the word as well. Now, on to the topic of neo-feudalism and what exactly that looks like. Got a couple videos here to illustrate exactly what that looks like. First, let's hear from a man who I hadn't seen before, but I'm a big fan of now. He calls himself the Hard Hat Intellectual. He made this video, posted on Twitter. It says, now you see why they had essential and non-essential. Take it away, Hard Hat Intellectual.
So now, in case nobody figured it out, I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody probably should have figured it out, but in case, you know, there's people that didn't. Now you see why you were allowed to go to a Walmart or any of these big other corporations that were deemed essential to get your groceries or whatever it is that you needed to get, and why you couldn't go to a mom and pop shop that sold essentially the same things and get what you needed to get. Because they wanted to squeeze out all of these little places to basically remain the only options that people had left to go to. So that way they could implement these rules such as COVID passports and vaccination only for their employees. Because if they didn't do this first, mom and pop shops could have blew up, because they could have counted it and been like, you can come work here, you don't have to be vaccinated, you can come shop here, you don't need to wear a mask. They could have did all of that. So how did they make sure that that didn't happen? Say that we have some essential and some non-essential businesses, we'll just squeeze them out.
Yeah, literally as simple as that. And the thing is, it's not even speculation, I should say, because if you look at who actually planned the lockdown and the response to coronavirus, it was Larry Fink of BlackRock, mostly working with the federal government and advising them on exactly how to do this. If you look at Amazon and the unbelievably massive gains they've made over the last year while simultaneously lobbying for the lockdowns. I mean, this is the plan. And again, it's not speculation. We don't have to assume what these people want. They've actually come out and told us at this point. You know it as well as I do. I'm sure if you're watching the Alex Jones Show, you know that you will own nothing, you will have no privacy, and you will be happy. That's not just idle words. That's a promise. That's what they're actually implementing. So what does that actually look like? Well, first, let's step back and understand when they say you will own nothing, you will have no privacy, and you will be happy. They mean you. They don't mean them. They will still own everything. They'll still have all the privacy in the world. You won't. Oh, but they certainly will. See, they're not even subtle about it anymore. They are literally now explicitly exempting themselves from the rules that they are saddling on everybody else. And I have a few examples for you here. From the UK, business travelers from big multinationals get English quarantine waiver. That's right, folks. Executives at large multinational companies will be allowed to skip quarantine in England if they're deemed to be bringing significant economic benefit, according to government rules laid out Tuesday. And this was back on June 29th, 2021. The announcement prompted anger from opposition MPs and business groups that represent excluded smaller companies, coming amid a backlash about sponsors and officials from football's governing bodies, FIFA and UEFA, being allowed to enter the country for Euro 2020 without having to quarantine. So, in other words, if you come from some small company, if you don't represent a company and you just want to come to the UK, you've got to stay in a hotel, you've got to spend thousands of dollars to pay for that stay in the hotel. You've got to stay there for 2 weeks to quarantine before you're allowed to enter into the country. Unless, of course, you are of the elected class. Unless you are of the new neo-feudal noble elite. In which case, these laws literally just do not apply to you. And it's actually as simple as that. What about this story from just a few days ago? Google founder Larry Page gets New Zealand residency under new special visa for uber wealthy. New Zealand totally locked down. You cannot visit New Zealand. You cannot go to New Zealand. New Zealand is off limits 100% unless you're an executive for Google, in which case the laws don't apply to you. You're a noble. You're an elite. You're not a serf or a slave that must be restricted in your movement. You have all the movement you could possibly want because you're the elite. You're the elect. You are the chosen. Google co-founder Larry Page has gained New Zealand residency, officials confirmed Friday, stoking debate over whether extremely wealthy people can essentially buy access to the South Pacific country. Well, they can buy access to absolutely anywhere. The laws don't apply to them. They're literally written that way. What about this video from earlier today? Representative Cori Bush says she deserves private security, but you need to suck it up and defund the police. We've said it a million times here. Defund the police means two things. Privatize the police, federalize the police. Those are the goals of the defund the police movement. To have federal police that are not able to easily have oversight over them, where you don't actually have control over them. You can't elect them like you elect a sheriff or a constable. They're controlled from Washington, D.C., and they carry out the orders of the federal government completely outside of the realm of control of the local powers. That's one option. The other option is to privatize the police. That means the poor, the middle class, you won't have police because you can't afford it. But the gated communities, oh, they'll have police. The politicians, they'll have taxpayer-funded police. They won't even have to pay for it. It'll be funded by you. I mean, Cori Bush is literally saying that. Again, none of this is speculation. None of this is like doomsday. Here's what. No, I'm just telling you what's happening. I'm just telling you what's actually going on right now. And Representative Cori Bush is actively and telling you that she's doing this. She is defunding your police. She is taking the security away from your neighborhood. And she's surrounding herself with men with guns. That's just what they're doing. They want you to eat bugs. They want you to no longer have a car. They don't want you to own a home. John Kerry, however, and his family have taken 16 trips this year alone in their private jet. Again, he's the climate czar. He's the one going around literally telling us that we're not allowed to drive, that we shouldn't be able to buy gasoline vehicles or, you know, eat meat, right? Eat bugs, eat the chemical stew that, you know, we pretend looks like meat. Meanwhile, 17 trips in his family's private jet, one of which was to go pick up an award for his work with climate change. Truly incredible. And then, of course, you have Jeff Bezos, who is telling you to eat cockroaches for the sake of climate change, while he takes a vanity spaceship ride above the atmosphere for an Instagram selfie using 100 times the gas.
It's hard to believe we're already halfway into this insane year of 2021. We're seeing world government, world IDs being announced, forced inoculations. All the tyranny we warned of is now here. But on the good side, there is also a global awakening, the likes of which this planet has never seen. So truly, the battle between good and evil is now front and center. That's why I want to thank all the viewers and all the listeners for your support, for your word of mouth, for your prayers over the years, because without InfoWars, We'd be in a lot more trouble than we are right now. So again, thanks for keeping us on the air. And please take advantage of the big super sale, flash sale we're doing right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A whole bunch of our best-selling products are 50% off despite the fact they're selling out. That's why it's a flash sale. Of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, our Greens Formula, of course our high-quality vitamin D3 formula with calcium. Then we have the 1100% of your daily allowance vitamin C with zinc. They're all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and the deal has to end in less than a week, so please take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I won't let them get that off. You can't get that off. I'm going to make sure I have security because I know I have had attempts on my life and I have too much work to do. There are too many people that need help right now for me to allow that. So if I end up spending $200,000, if I spend $10 more dollars on it, you know what? I get to be here to do the work. So suck it up, and defunding the police has to happen. We need to defund the police and put that money into social safety net.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they got to defund the police, but use your tax dollars to protect themselves and surround themselves with massive amounts of armed security. That's neo-feudalism in a nutshell, right? You only get security, you only get privacy, you only get property if you can pay for it. And you can only pay for it if you serve the system, because the system is total. The system is everything. The system decides what you do and don't deserve. Really incredible. So that's what neo-feudalism looks like. Let's just take a trip down memory lane, shall we, and take a quick little jaunt through dystopian hell world that's being built up for us. Here's the story from earlier today. Apple to scan U.S. iPhones for images of child sexual abuse. Apple unveiled plans to scan U.S. iPhones for images of child sexual abuse, drawing applause from child protection groups, but raising concern among some security researchers that their system could be misused, including by governments looking to surveil their citizens. Well, you don't say. I guess that is what it could be used for, isn't it? The tool designed to detect known images of child sex abuse called Neural Match will scan images before they're uploaded to the iCloud. Before they're uploaded to the iCloud. If it finds a match, the image will be reviewed by a human. If child pornography is confirmed, the user's account will be disabled and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children notified. Separately, Apple plans to scan users' encrypted messages for sexually explicit content as a child safety measure, which has also alarmed privacy advocates. Should alarm every human being that they would actually implement this, like not just talk about it. They're implementing it now, and you are not going to be able to opt out of it, as far as I understand. It'll be automatically uploaded to your phone, whether you like it or not. Remember, you don't own anything. This is the world they're creating. You're going to rent your car. You're going to rent your house. You're going to rent your phone. And what does that mean? That means if they want to come into your house, they don't need your permission. They need your landlord's permission. If they want to break into your phone, they don't need your permission. They need the corporation who owns the phone's permission. If they want to have your self-driving car, go ahead and turn yourself into the police station for wrongthink. Well, there's nothing you can do about that because it's not your car. You're renting that car. You're paying for that car piece by piece. So what are you going to do? Nothing. There's nothing you can do. Matthew Green, a top cryptology research at Johns Hopkins University, cryptography research, warned that the system could be used to frame innocent people by sending them seemingly innocuous images designed to trigger matches for child pornography. That could fool Apple's algorithm and alert law enforcement. Researchers have been able to do this pretty easily, he said, of the ability to trick such systems. Such systems, so far, utterly unreliable. Just as I was compiling these stories for today's program, I ran across the old story about Google's AI system that, just like this one from Apple, was scanning photos in order to try to determine what was pictured in the images. And they had to make big changes to it because it kept calling black people gorillas. Like, these things are not as good as they would need to be for this actually to be effective. Now, what they say is that they're only going to be scanning phones for already uploaded images of child pornography. So apparently they have a giant database somewhere that has every photo of known child pornography on it already right now. Okay, so that alone maybe is worth some talking about, but we'll just assume that it's all being done right. So they have the world's largest child pornography database there at Apple or whatever that they're going to basically scan and try to match images that from that known database with images in your phone. Now, I'm not a technical expert. I'm not an engineer. I gotta think there's a better way to do this. Like, this is so extreme, it's pretty outrageous. And look, just because it's on your phone doesn't mean the laws change at all, right? They do if just Apple just does this and nobody does anything about it. And they're just like, yeah, we own your phone. We own all of your information. We'll look at it. We'll search it. We'll copy it. We'll show it to people that work for us. Like, if they just do that and nobody stops them, then I guess that is legal because nobody's preventing them from doing so. That's sort of the reality of law as it is. But what if they wanted to come into your house and look through your photo albums? Is this any different? No, it's not. Just because it's on a phone doesn't mean suddenly anybody who works at Apple has access to this. This is a total violation, a total overreach. Other abuses could include government surveillance of dissidents or protesters. What happens, this article asks, when the Chinese government says, here's a list of files that we want you to scan for, Green asked. Does Apple say no? I hope they say no, but their technology won't say no. Well, the technology is there. Apple has already given all of its encryption keys over to China in exchange for being able to build their devices in their slave factories and sell their product to Chinese consumers. So China has all the cards here, right? Hey, we want to use your file scanning methodology in order to search out and destroy people who are against us. Apple may, you know, maybe if they have a flash of conscience, they'll say, no, you're not allowed to do that. And then China says, then we'll bankrupt you. Apple says, okay, you can do it now, right? It's as simple as that. They have all the power. Meanwhile, you have this advocacy group reveals Amazon, Netflix, and Twitter among the major facilitators of child exploitation. Remember, Tim Cook of Apple gave a speech where he talked about kicking off people like Alex Jones off of their devices, off of the internet entirely. And he said it's a sin. It's a sin to let these people on our platform. It's a sin to let people like Alex Jones speak freely because he tells people what we're up to. But no, it's just a sin. It's a sin to allow this type of material. He didn't say it was a sin to allow child pornography. He didn't say it was a sin to allow hardcore pornography. He didn't say it was a sin to allow, you know, drug culture or any other incredibly damaging, you know, aspects of our culture. No, it was about Alex Jones. It was about people speaking up for freedom and liberty. See, they could have done a lot of things to solve these little issues of child pornography being shared on all of these sites to a massive degree, but they're not that interested in that. No, but they're very, very interested, very concerned about shutting down your freedom of speech, right? Well, you can post whatever you want to Twitter. It goes right through. I mean, there's been some awful stuff on Twitter that is actually illegal. That's just up there. It stays up there for days and days and days. The porno sites are even worse, right? But they're all supported by big tech. You can still download their apps at the App Store, right? Even though they've been caught and sued and had people actually reach out and say, hey, this is a video of me from when I was underage that was taken illegally. Please take it down. And they don't take it down. They just leave it up. Now they're being sued for that. So they're still allowed on the App Store, right? They're still allowed to be present in all these. It's not a sin to kick them off, or to keep them on, rather. But no, they can be doing anything. Meanwhile, Netflix is like making the movie Cuties, which is just like pretty much literally child pornography. So this is the way it's going, right? Many companies made record profits during COVID-19 pandemic, and an advocacy group is calling on many of them to stop allowing child exploitation to be part of their bottom line. Well, here's the deal. They don't want to. They're going to keep doing this. But they do know that if they want to massively encroach on your privacy, if they want to spy in real time on your photos before they even get uploaded to the cloud, then they've got to have something that they know the public will actually allow them to justify this insane behavior with. So, of course, they choose child pornography as that particular topic. Folks, I want you to really understand where this is headed and what it means that big tech is now intimately involved with our government from the federal to the local level, that they not only essentially hold veto power over anybody running for our government. If they don't like you, they'll delete your account. They'll delete your ability to reach out over Twitter or Facebook or any other social media platform, which is the primary way people communicate these days, meaning they can completely neuter, completely destroy your entire campaign before it even leaves the barn. They can do that. They essentially have veto power over who we have representing us. But it's not just that. The number of people that intermingle between big tech and the government is truly astonishing. People moving back and forth between the FBI and Facebook or Twitter and the Biden administration. They're all intimately intertwined. An incestuous cabal of psychopath control freaks with their finger on the nuclear trigger and on your phone. What that looks like and where that's headed is all in this stack, and I'll get to that in the final segment on the other side. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back, folks. Final segment of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Harrison Smith. I'm the host of the American Journal, 8 to 11 a.m. every day here on Infowars.com. So let's talk about what a world designed by big tech really looks like. First of all, this story from August 3rd, just a few days ago. Want a $10 credit from Amazon? Well, yeah, sure. Well, just let it scan your palm. Oh, never mind. No, thank you. No, I'd rather not have you scan my palm for a pittance. You weirdos. Amazon is offering store credit in exchange for customers submitting a digital scan of their palm, according to reports. The e-commerce company in 2020 introduced biometric palm print scanners in some of its brick-and-mortar stores, allowing registered shoppers to pay for goods by waving their hand over the devices. I got to say, that kind of makes sense, actually. I can't do it. I can't do it. Just imagine what it would look like paying for something like that. See, when corporations and the government combine together, it's what we call fascism. So when I reach out to scan my palm print, I think you get an image of what it might look like a salute, sort of, in a way. So this is one step towards this all-encompassing total control grid of Amazon. But let's expand a little bit farther as we go to the Washington Post. Amazon. Let's go into the insider. Facebook and Amazon are so big, they're creating their own company towns. So Facebook and Amazon are actually building towns. So this is the vision of the future. The vision of the future is you'll work at a company that owns your town. That means they own your home. That means you're renting your home from your company. They own the store that you go to, meaning the wages that you're paid are then returned directly to the company to pay for the goods that you need to buy, the car that you drive will likely also be rented from that company. With Amazon, and the media outlets they own. That means the news that you read will be coming from your company, like the Washington Post that we're about to read is actually owned by Amazon. Of course, Amazon Productions, very large, Amazon Prime Video. So they'll own the entertainment that you enjoy. They'll own the media that you read, the news that you actually learn about the world for, the car that you drive, the phone that you have in your pocket, all of your information, your computer, your house, everything will be owned by the company that you work for, making you essentially an indentured servant, a member of a company town. That's literally what it is. And let's just understand real quick how big Amazon is. Amazon now employs more than 1 million people. They added 400,000 jobs in 2020 alone. Now, this article is from October of 2020. Since then, they've grown even more. One out of every 153 American workers is an Amazon employee. In other words, if this trajectory continues, by the end of this year, about 1% of all of America will be employed by Amazon. Now, what is it like to be employed by Amazon? I don't think you need me to answer this. I think you know what it's like to be employed by Amazon. I think it's a heck of a lot like slavery. Let's read some stories about how Amazon treats their workers and understand that if the behemoth, if the cancer continues to grow, more and more percentage of America will be under Amazon. Amazon will own more and more of the things that it then rents back to you for the wages that it pays you. But only if you're lucky enough to work for Amazon, because as this headline points out, you might get fired by a robot. Amazon employee fired by robot. It's you versus the machine's algorithm. As a 63-year-old Army veteran was fired by a machine for having not done his job properly, despite the fact that the reason he couldn't deliver the packages he was slated to deliver were out of his control. It was things like locked apartment complexes and traffic that he couldn't control, and yet now he's been fired by a machine. No one to appeal to, no human involved in the decision process, just an algorithm firing you from your job. And of course, the opposite is also true. And I saw a post on Twitter a little while ago that was a legit post where it was somebody like, I was blessed by the algorithm today. They're like, you know, I got up and there was a really good song playing on my Spotify list. And then I got in my car and it led me around the traffic. And then I, you know, I'm an Uber driver. So it gave me really good and profitable rides to give to people. And then this, you know, and so, I mean, when you talk about an AI God, if you're living in a company town and you're working off an app on your phone and your hours and your pay is all determined by robots and they can actually slightly tweak it to where the more they approve of you, the better job you have, the easier, you know, the gigs that you have to work are, the less work you have to do, the more money you get paid. I mean, literally, you worship the algorithm. And that's what this Twitter post was like. Praise the algorithm. They blessed me today. And it's real. It's serious. And this is really where we're going. Moving away from Amazon, what about Facebook? Inside Facebook's cult-like workplace, where dissent is discouraged and employees pretend to be happy all the time. Welcome to your new dystopia. Welcome to Facebook town. Smile or you're fired, right? More than a dozen former Facebook employees detailed how the company's leadership and performance review system created a culture where any dissent is discouraged. Employees say Facebook's stack ranking performance review system drives employees to push out products and features that drive user engagement without fully considering potential long-term negative impacts on user experience or privacy. Reliance on peer review creates an underlying pressure for Facebook employees to forge friendships with colleagues for the sake of career advancement. Sounds like dystopian hell to me, quite frankly. To be honest with you, just horrific. Pretend to be happy all the time, right? Like if you're sad, then you're being mean to the company, so you'll be punished. It's just communism. You recognize this mentality around the entire country right now. What about this from Zero Hedge? Amazon to use banned Chinese firms' Orwellian thermal cameras to scan workers. So they're just scanning workers and constantly surveilling them to watch them. Why are they watching them? Well, they want to crack down on unionizing. People want to unionize. They want to get together to maybe, you know, agitate for better pay, better benefits, whatever it is. Well, Amazon spends a lot of money and a lot of AI on how to prevent that from happening. One of the things they discovered is that the more diverse your workforce is, the less likely it is to unionize. So they'll push diversity for the explicit purpose of causing lower social cohesion, which means there's a less likely chance that the serfs, the little people down below, get together, team up, and actually apply pressure to the people above them. So you can expect Facebook Town and Amazon Town to be very diverse. It'll be a very diverse, massive surveillance system scanning you and watching you all the time with thermal cameras. You know, because the more diverse you are, the less you get along, the less you cooperate, and the less threat you pose to your overrulers. What about this? Amazon wants a key to your business and your garage. Why security experts urge caution? Oh, I can tell you why. It's because they want you to give them a key to your house and their garage. Gee, what's wrong with that? Well, yeah, okay, it's pretty obvious. But again, they wouldn't even have to ask if you don't own your house, right? And BlackRock is involved in buying up massive swaths of houses in order to rent them back to people, meaning you won't own it, meaning you don't have a right to say who does and does not enter into your abode. No, they'll enter, whether you like it or not. Former FBI officials tapped for Amazon's growing security apparatus, so, you know, they'll have the most high-tech security, surveillance, and everything. Amazon delivery drivers forced to sign biometric consent form or lose their job. Well, you can always just get another job, you know, unless Amazon has a total monopoly over the entire economy, in which case you're signing the damn form, right? Amazon warehouse organizers allege a year of retaliation. See, they wanted to unionize. They wanted slightly better pay. They wanted not to be fired by robots. They wanted to not have to pee in bottles while they were out doing deliveries. They wanted to not have a situation where instead of buying air conditioning so that people did not pass out while working on the warehouse floor, Amazon decided it was more cost effective to just park an ambulance outside and wait for people to pass out and then treat them afterwards. Horrific, anti-human, totally brutal. And if you try to organize, then the entire company will crush you, come down on you, and try to destroy your life. These companies are not good. Like, I don't know how many more stories I have to read. I'll read more, but just bottom line, bottom story, these big tech companies that are now, you know, imposing themselves, putting themselves, usurping the government's power, usurping your own power, saying we're in charge, we will dictate how you live your life, what you're allowed to say, who you're allowed to vote for, are awful people. Who, when they have an iota of power, use it to destroy anybody that stands up against them. And we see it time and time again. What about this? Amazon enables sidewalk network on millions of devices. You thought it was your device? No, it's Amazon's device. It's Amazon's network. You're just on it. Doorbell camera firm Ring has partnered with 2,000 police firms across the United States. Again, just solidifying the great merger. And, of course, you have all of the stories of listening in to devices, even when it's not... you know, even when they're not allowed to, or you don't say, okay, Google, or, you know, Alexa, or whatever. They have all the medical records, by the way. I don't know if you know that. Project Nightingale with Google got all your medical records. AWS also has what they call a lake of medical records. And it goes on and on and on. What about this? Google Drive takes down users' personal copy of Plandemic. So even your files, if they're stored on the cloud, they'll be deleted. So just total surveillance, total control, total subjugation, and yet, in this cult-like atmosphere, you have to pretend like you're happy, or you'll be fired. It's dystopia.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.